What's up? You're listening to 5 Tip Friday.
Have you ever struggled with procrastination? I know I definitely do from time to time, and it's really tough to find that motivation and that hustle to push through and get the job done when you just feel like going back to bed and sleeping sometimes. So because of this, I have 5 tips that I think will help you with procrastination. I know these have helped me, so I think they're going to help you as well. Tip number 1, embrace the Pomodoro technique. Now, the Pomodoro technique is really fascinating to me because it's incredibly simple. And sometimes simple means effective. So what you do is you set a timer. This is the old school, the Pomodoro. That's tomato, I think, in Italian. Don't quote me on that. I'm certainly not a linguist. But how it works in the most simple form is you set a timer for about 25 minutes. And for that 25 minutes, that is the mental clock countdown. You can see it. You can see the timer counting down. And that changes the dynamic for you. So it immediately makes you start to focus in on the project that you're working on. And the important thing is 25 minutes is not very much time. It seems like a lot, but it truly isn't. So 25 minutes goes by incredibly fast. So you have to be very focused and very diligent and work on just one thing at a time so that you're not context switching by going from task to task. That one is killer. And then the second part of the Pomodoro technique is a 5-minute break. So you work for 25 minutes and then you take a little 5-minute break. And then you continue that process on. So it's really cool, and you can work up to longer sessions. So for me, I find that 25 minutes isn't enough time to actually get anything substantial done. So I increase my time to about 35 minutes, sometimes 40 minutes, depending on the day, and we'll do between a 5 and 10 minute break. But it's life-changing. So check it out. There's lots of apps. I think tomato-timer.com is one that you can use that does this online. But set your timer and try it out. The second tip to beating procrastination, choose your top 3, those top 3 things that you've got to get done today. And if you don't get those done today, you're going to be failing behind. And if you only focus on the top 3 things, it gives your brain a little bit of a break instead of feeling so overwhelmed. It's just 3 things and you can do it. So that has helped me tremendously. I actually put my top 3 on a post-it note and post it right directly on my keyboard, the little blank space on my keyboard, so that I can see it. Okay, tip number 3. This is going to be a little cheesy, guys, but you know, that's how I roll. So I've adopted a mantra, and my mantra is every time I don't want to do something or I feel like I'm procrastinating, I will tell myself, do it now, do it now, do it now. And I know that's cheesy. I get it. But I'm all about mantras because I find that they truly work. And so anytime I stop that, it gives my brain that space to remind myself of what I'm working on and to just focus in and get the job done. So it really does work for me. So find a mantra that works for you. If you want to use mine, do it. It's amazing. I think I learned it from Brian Tracy, but I'm really a big fan. Tip number 4. This one is a book. It came from Mel Robbins, The 5-Second Rule. And The 5-Second Rule is probably one of, I think, the best books if you're just trying to get back into the swing of things and put aside your excuses. I think it's a killer book for that. But The 5-Second Rule is really simple. It's very easy to apply. Basically, Mel Robbins was sitting at her TV one night and just watching, I don't even know what it was, some countdown for a rocket ship. And it was the whole countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, launch. And that really stuck with her. So she used that to help herself get out of bed in the mornings. When she wanted to push snooze on her alarm clock, she would count down from 5 to 1 and launch, immediately take that action. And I guess it's different psychologically in our brains too. I don't know all the research behind this, but it supposedly is very different because when we're counting from 1 to 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, immediately our brains are like 6, 7, 8, you know, we don't actually have a stop. But when you count from 5 down to 1, there's not really anything below 1. We don't usually go -1, -2. You know, we don't do that. So it trains your brain to see things differently and it forces you to immediately take action. I'm a huge fan, and the 5-second rule will absolutely change your life if you let it. The last tip that I have, this one's not fun at all, but we spend so much time on social media and we just need to get off of social media and get our stuff done. That's really all there is to it. So there's lots of different programs that will help you. There's like one called Newsfeed Eradicator where it takes away your Facebook feed so that you can actually focus. There's plenty of different things. You can even just remove the apps from your phone temporarily. This is not a permanent thing, guys, so don't have anxiety attacks. But you can take it off of your phone just for a little time period while you get your own stuff done. I think it's a killer way to go. Those are my tips to beating procrastination. I hope you've enjoyed them, and I'd love to hear from you. Take a screenshot of this and tag me on Instagram stories and let me know that you're listening in. It means the world to me. And don't forget to leave a review if you have found some value in this episode. Thanks so much. I hope you had an amazing holiday, and I will see you next week for another episode of the Money Nerds Podcast. Bye.